What's up, dopamine fam? It's your boy Logan Cruz, back at it again with another dose of real talk to fuel your journey towards a happier, more fulfilling life. Today, we're diving deep into something that can feel heavy, cultivating forgiveness and letting go of those nagging grudges. Ever notice how holding on to anger or resentment feels like carrying around a backpack full of rocks? It weighs you down, makes it harder to move forward, and frankly, steals your joy. We all get stuck in that cycle sometimes. I know I have. But guess what? Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about freeing yourself from the emotional shackles of the past. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep a broken phone charger, right? It just keeps messing things up. Forgiveness is about recognizing that holding on to those negative emotions is like keeping that old charger plugged in, causing damage to your inner peace. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate forgiveness and start living lighter, freer. 1. Recognize the gift of forgiveness. You know how sometimes we get caught up in these epic battles in our minds, replaying past hurts over and over? That's our ego clinging to control, desperately trying to make sense of things. But true forgiveness is about understanding that you can't control other people's actions, only your own reactions. It's about choosing compassion, even when it feels difficult. And that, my friends, is a gift you give yourself by breaking free from the chains of resentment. 2. Separate actions from identity. Ever notice how we sometimes label people based on their mistakes? He's a liar, she's selfish. This can trap us in a cycle of judgment and make it harder to forgive. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, even you. Instead of labeling someone, focus on understanding the situation and recognizing that their actions don't define who they are as a person. 3. Practice empathy. Before you say, "I can't forgive them," try putting yourself in their shoes. Ever heard the saying, "Walk a mile in their moccasins"? Well, it's true. Sometimes understanding someone's motivations, their pain, or even their insecurities can make it easier to extend forgiveness. It doesn't excuse their actions, but it helps you see them as a human being navigating life's complexities. 4. Don't rush the process. Forgiveness isn't a switch you can just flip on and off. It takes time, patience, and often, a willingness to work through your feelings. Some wounds run deep, and that's okay. Be gentle with yourself, allow yourself to grieve, and don't pressure yourself into feeling something you're not ready for. 5. Release the need for apologies. Sometimes, we hold on to grudges because we crave a sincere apology. But here's the thing. Forgiveness isn't contingent on someone else's actions. You can choose to forgive even if an apology never comes. It's about releasing yourself from that expectation and finding peace within. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Picture this. You had this amazing friendship with someone, but then things went south. Maybe they betrayed your trust or hurt you deeply. Now, years later, you still find yourself thinking about it, replaying the events in your head, maybe even feeling angry or resentful. This resentment is like a heavy cloak weighing you down. It prevents you from fully enjoying new friendships, opening up to others, and experiencing joy in the present moment. But what if you decided to shed that cloak? What if you took a deep breath and said, "I choose to forgive"? Imagine how liberating it would feel. You wouldn't have to carry that weight anymore. You could finally move on and create space for new, positive connections. That's the power of forgiveness. It sets you free. So, what's your next step? Take a moment to reflect. Who or what are you holding on to resentment towards? Maybe jot down some thoughts in a journal, or talk it through with someone you trust. And remember, forgiveness isn't about forgetting. It's about letting go and choosing peace. This is Logan Cruz, reminding you to always chase the dopamine of positivity. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, leave us a review, and share this episode with anyone who needs a dose of forgiveness inspiration. See you tomorrow for another dose of Real Talk.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.